vision so to escape from reality? Me, I don't need this shit. I am reality. The way it ought to be.
Guys, welcome to the show. This is Into the Apocalypse, somewhere in the 170s something there. I'm here with Chud X. What's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot, just been doing some Christmassy stuff today.
Cool. What kind of stuff?
Cutting down a tree. Nice. Cut down a tree from our own woods. Rad. 3 years in a row, loving it.
Cool, man. Yeah. So we're going to go cut down a tree maybe tomorrow, but there's just like a little farm by our house, so we'll probably do it there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, not much.
What have you been up to today?
Well, let's do business. All right, guys, okay. We are a value for value production, time, talent, treasure, anything you can contribute to the show. If you can't contribute monetarily or with any time or talent, please write us a 5-star review. It will help get us out there more. And then also, we are brought to you by Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange. If you want to diversify and get out of the Luciferian bankster notes, also known as American fiat currency, go check out Wise Wolf Gold, and you can get there with our affiliate link, deborahgetsredpilled.gold. That does it for business. Guys, write us emails, DM me. We're available for shows, for everything else other than that. But yeah, so my day's been, I'm exhausted. I'm real tired right now. I wish I was sitting on the couch watching shitty TV. But mm-hmm. I slaughtered my little ram lamb today.
All right.
And yeah, it was cool. We put him in the truck, drove him over to our friend's farm across the river in Washington. And it's where he was conceived. Mm-hmm. We bought his mom from them while she was pregnant with him. He was born here in April. And then, yeah, we put him in the, well, we slaughtered him today. I don't know any nicer way to put it.
Yeah. Can I ask, did you do the deed?
I did not pull the trigger.
Okay.
I had him, he was in the, in a cage in the back of the truck, and sheeple are not really very compliant. Like mm-hmm. they'll run away. And once they run away, they're hard to catch.
I bet.
And so, we got him out of the truck, and, I just put him, once you get them off their feet, you put them on their side. Not like all the fight goes out of them. It's gone. They just relax. And the woman's 16-year-old son just put one in the top of his head, stuns him, knocks him out, and then you cut the jugular. And yeah, it's not that pleasant to watch. Mm-hmm. They move around a little bit, but I don't think he suffered at all. I think we did it the proper way. And so yeah, it was a clean kill. Mm-hmm. We did another one of theirs as well, and so yeah, we processed two lambs today.
Dude, learning more every day.
Yeah, as cool as a long day. It was cold. At least it wasn't raining, but yeah, just a lot of work, and it was cool. There's a bunch of people from the community there, and this one guy Jason who is trying to work out of his job into a meat. He wants to be a meat cutter. So he's done a bunch of pigs. He had never done a lamb before, but I think once you kind of get the hang of it, they're all pretty much the same, just different scales and different
Yeah.
little tricks that you learn along the way.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I made some mistakes that I'll never make. I made a big mistake. I cut the so what you do is you cut the wool or their fur off their legs, and then you cut their feet off. I cut the foot too high, so you want to cut it below their Achilles tendon,
Okay.
and then you hang them. You poke a hole through there, and you hang them by their Achilles tendons.
And you lost that part.
I cut it too high, yeah, and then the Achilles tendon just goes up in there. And but luckily we had the guy who did the other side did it right, and so I just tied some paracord onto his little nub, and we were able to hang him, hung him from what's called a gambrel. It's like a little, just a bar with hooks on the end.
Yeah.
Picked him up with their tractor and hung him, and then, commenced kind of field dressing him there, got him all done. Got his wool off and cut his insides out and took care of everything, and then he's hanging up in their garage. He's gonna hang for the next till next Monday. I'll go back next Monday and do all the butchering.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so it's gonna hang dry for what's today? Today's Tuesday, so for just about a week, one
Yeah,
full week.
they said we could have done it sooner. It's just more convenient for them that day.
Sure,
So,
sure.
but yeah, it's kind of cool if you work out your lambing schedule right. What you do is your lambs get pregnant in April, and then or in November, they have April lambs like we did. They don't have to live through the winter when they're babies. They graze all summer long, and then right about now, when it's cold enough to do it all outside without any special refrigeration, is right when they'll be big enough,
Okay, that was my next question. Is the area that he's hanging in, is that refrigerated or is that just
Nope.
outdoor and we're
Just, I mean, it's a garage, a non-unheated
yeah.
garage, and
Yeah.
I mean, it'll get up. Like, I think the highs for the next week are in the low 40s, but it'll get
Right.
cold at night, so it'll keep the meat cold enough. And yeah, and then we're gonna butcher them. Actually, we get to do it indoors because they're pretty small, so we can do it in their kitchen. And yeah.
Dude, that's great. That's a valuable skill you are learning with that.
Yeah, still got a lot to learn. It was cool because we kind of went through and did theirs first, and I watched other people do it, and then everybody else got to like work a little bit on that. And then when it was time to do mine, everybody else had kind of had enough, and I just did pretty much the whole thing on my own, just with supervision.
Oh, that's great. That's the way you learn. That's the way you
Yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What, so there were a handful of people there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Were you the only one who brought a lamb in for
Yes.
this?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And do they usually have a little crowd or a workshop or how would you describe that into it?
I've been over there before. I went in the summertime and they had the mobile butcher come out and kind of sh we did. They have Idaho pasture pigs. And so they did one. But he did it. The butcher did it. And it was cool to watch and it's cool to see. And it was like the first time I saw someone shoot an animal in the head but cut it up. And but I didn't really learn very much.
Yeah.
And so we were gonna do the same thing with that guy again for this. And it's hard to get these guys scheduled. They're busy, and they're busy enough that they'll only come if they want to, So she couldn't, this woman Carmen couldn't really nail him down. And she's like, well, we could wait till the 30th for him, or we can just do it. And I was like, I'd much rather just do it because I'm not gonna use a mobile butcher. I'm gonna do this on my own. So I wanna do it like how we're gonna do it. So she's done a bunch. She's not an expert, but she's good enough to raise sheep and do it herself. And then this guy, Jason, who came out and is trying to work his way into it. He's only been doing it for a year or two, but I think he's invested a lot of time into it and,
yeah,
you know, done a lot of research and he's done his own pigs. So it was cool to have those people there and walk me through it. And yeah, I'm sure if I tried to do it on my own again, I'd screw something up, but I'd probably make it work.
But you wouldn't be just running around in the dark. That's for sure at this point.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm pretty tired
mm-hmm.
from doing yeah. that.
Days like that are always exhausting. I mean, even if you're, even if you're not doing a whole lot of hard work, just learning all of that stuff and taking it all in can wind up being exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. This morning, like I put him in the barn last night or yesterday, cause I didn't want to have to chase him around today. So I got him in the barn. I was like, all right, if he's in the barn, I'm closing him in, let him spend the night with his two other buddies for his last night. And I went in there and I got to get him into my truck. My truck's not huge, but you know, it's got like 33 inch tires on it. So it's like a little bit off the ground. And I tried to pick him up and he was much heavier than I remembered. And I got to get him up on the tailgate, you know, 3 feet off the ground. And he jumped out twice and I was able to keep a hold of him, but I had to get him up. I had ended up having to lift him up there three times. That third time was like my last.
You didn't get away, but still, that's the tough part.
Yeah, if he had gotten away, I don't think I would have been able to get him, you know. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that third time lifting him up was like the last one I had in me. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Like third time was the charm. Then
I'll throw some pictures in the Telegram group if anybody wants to see. And Emily took a bunch of pictures. It was cool. Emily got to go. And
Oh, yeah, that's great. Emily was able to be there.
Yeah, she didn't get her hands that dirty, but she just felt that she needed to be there to, you know, at least witness it and be part of it. So,
yeah, yeah. That's a part of the completeness of it, I think.
Yeah.
She's been a part of this lamb's life its entire life. It born on your property, right?
Yep.
Yep. So, I mean, that's really great for her to be there all the way through to the end.
Yeah. So
it's going to make that meat that much better.
Yep. Well, our guest is here. Let's pause and bring him in. We'll be right back. All right, guys, our guest today is, do you want me to use your name or no?
Yeah, that's fine.
Chris from Raindale Rantcast. What's going on, man?
What's going on, guys?
It's good to have you here. I think we started our shows like right around the same time. And I think like maybe around single digits still, I had you scheduled to come on and one of us had to cancel for some reason. And then we just never rebooked it. Now I'm 170 episodes in and we got you on, man. So awesome.
You're 107. I think I'm like 175.
Yeah, right on. I got a couple in the bank too.
Guys are pacing each other.
We're right there.
Yeah. I started back in May of 2020, I think.
Yeah, so you're a little bit ahead of us. I think we were end of August of 2020. So
sweet.
Yeah, but we're happy to have you on. I got to go on the tavern with you a couple weeks ago. And that was cool. And so today we're talking. We're gonna get into. I don't know if we've ever done a dedicated pizza party, Pizzagate show, but that's what we're doing today. I think it'd be good to get back into. We've got a bunch of it's, you know, I hate saying it's like my favorite conspiracy because it's a horrible thing to have to research.
Pretty horrible conspiracy.
But it's the most interesting one to me. It touches kind of all the bases. And, you know, I kind of, now that we've got this Balenciaga thing going on and Epstein and everything, it all kind of ties together. And, you know, even into the old and everything like that. So
yes, the old people. the Balenciaga thing. Find that pretty interesting because you know, Kanye was the face of Balenciaga, right?
I mean, he's still wearing Balenciaga on his face.
Which is crazy because I just seen this video where, like, someone was just outside of his warehouse or something recording. He was outside. He was like, come on in. And he took him in there. He bought everything he could find that was Balenciaga before this pedophile thing. And then put Yee 24 on all of it, right?
Yeah.
So right there is a loss of money with the pedophile thing because everybody's burning their Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Like, these steps into how this, like, transpired is, I don't know if he's right that they tried to set him up, because Kim was the face of Balenciaga. And then it went into Kanye, and then he ended up getting canceled right before the Balenciaga drop with the pedophile stuff. It's just very interesting and very, because they're trying to, you know, the Jew people are trying to, you know, finish Kanye off.
Yeah. Very strange. So, yeah. Cause they have a bunch of like three stripe Adidas stuff, and that's who made his stupid shoes and everything like that. So it's all kind of related.
Yeah. And then Elon tweeted out, follow the, and then he had a white rabbit.
Yeah. I saw that. So is that,
which in the Balenciaga stuff? Well, that's what everybody's point, you know, Q's used to discredit everything, you know, just like conspiracy or chemtrails is used to discredit.
Yeah.
But, right. If you look at the Balenciaga photo shoot, in every picture is a little white rabbit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't study those pictures, you know, too deep into them when the stuff dropped. I haven't really studied them, but I seen when he tweeted that out, someone tweeted out the pictures, and it's, yeah, and it, all four or five of those pictures, there's a little white rabbit.
No kidding. Yeah, I haven't looked at any of this with my own eyes. I haven't gone to their site. The most I've done, Adam, is when you were on Midnight or Monday Night Master Debaters, and you guys talked about it, and you guys were looking at some pictures and describing them. That's the farthest I've gone as far as actually looking at those. I haven't heard anything about the white rabbit. That's insane.
Yeah, I just saw a screenshot of Elon tweeting that out. So it's very, very interesting. And then we're also getting, like, the media is kind of pushing this Q thing again, because there's some there was some like identical January 6th type deal in Germany last week.
Oh, and, was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lockstep across the world about election deniers and, you know, right wing, you know, people who don't trust the government and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. And they like directly quoted them as being Q followers. And then our friend Drew in Australia, I saw he just put up today some big like standoff shootout happened on a ranch in Australia.
Yep.
And some guy killed a couple cops, which is, I guess, rare there now that they don't have guns, and gotten like a standoff, killed some cops. And it's noted that he was there with his brother, who was like a big conspiracy guy.
Yeah, because they use that for everything, like the gay club shooting a couple week. Now it's been what, like, I don't know. It's out of the news now.
Yeah,
because he claimed to be non-binary or whatever, but that people ran with that thing because it wasn't like he was on his fucking social media claiming to be non-binary. It's when he went into court, he said, I'm non-binary. Yeah. So he was using that, or, you know, if he even exists, even if the guy is even real. But like, it was all this right wing thing. Same with Pelosi. Old Hammerhead Paul.
Hammer time.
They
immediately started calling that guy like
right wing.
Right wing Q. They were talking about January 6th, like, yep, just immediately. Any attention to that? This guy seemed to be the opposite of those things for the most part. Did you see?
Yeah, and he was at January 6th. That was guy
he
like was
counter protesting.
No, he was quote unquote a journalist, right? Okay. Because there's pictures of him with his camera and shit, and then you find out that Pelosi's daughter-in-law, I think, had exclusive access to the Capitol building as well, to mm-hmm. because she's a videographer or whatever, she's a documentarian or whatever. That's Pelosi's daughter-in-law, I believe. You can get into Pelosi and Goat Hill Pizza.
Yeah.
And Comic Ping Pong Pizza, because Goat Hill Pizza's on Connecticut Road, I believe, in San Francisco.
Yeah, we talked about this last time, and I think it was Ryan who was trying to figure it out. And I've totally been there. Because I used to live in San Francisco.
Oh, you've been there? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been
to Goat Hill Pizza, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposedly there's tunnels under there, which lead to that. Is that one hotel... There's a weird hotel in San Francisco.
I'm not sure.
That all the stars go to or something when they're in town. I think that's where that was at. I don't know. It's been a while since I looked into the Goat Hill Pizza, and because you have the Goat Hill Pizza and then the Voodoo Donuts.
That's up here in Portland.
Yeah. And see, it's just interesting on the Goat Hill Pizza. Because Goat on the Hill, you know, she's the Speaker of the House. And then it's on Connecticut Road or whatever it is. And yeah. Then Comet Ping Pong is on Connecticut Ave in D.C. It's just, what a coincidence that they're both on similar roads.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I mean, that guy who hammered Pelosi or whatever, you know, they're putting in a block so you can't see the body cam footage and shit like that, because... Which now that just really dawned on me with him being a journalist, a video journalist, and Pelosi's daughter-in-law being a documentarian. Well, yeah. Now you just put those two together. You know, she's someone who shoots film for her.
Yeah.
And then she was at, I just put those two together there because, yeah, Pelosi's. I believe its daughter-in-law had full access to the Capitol building on January 6th. Like, she had a fucking permit to shoot footage for a documentary. So I'm assuming there's multiple angles. There was multiple cameramen. And I bet that guy was one of them.
Yeah. So that guy's probably just some patsy cameraman mm-hmm. who was there working for her. And maybe that's how they found him, or, you know, he's been in the,
or maybe they owed him money
the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they owed him money. There's now you put that together. Now it opens up a whole new thing. And the way they pushed that out of the news, you know, and they almost baited people too. They baited the Q side basically with that. They were rustling around in their underwear. They may have been. But then everybody ran with that news immediately. So if that was actually debunked, you could go, oh, look at you Q people, which they did yeah. because Elon, he tweeted out, I think, a Slate article or something like that, that had said that it was them rustling around in their underwear and it was his gay lover, you know, and immediately they were posting headlines, you know, owner of Twitter tweets out Q headlines and Q conspiracy. So
yeah, it's a great way to like brush all this stuff to the side when they can make a Q connection,
yep,
or something like that. Then it can just be anybody who's opening their mouth about it. They don't even need to debunk the major points or the major pieces that people are talking about. If there's one aspect that's been connected to Q and debunked by their standards, then anybody who's speaking up about it, against it, or whatever, saying the not correct narrative, they just get all bundled. You know, all of a sudden it's really easy for everyone paying attention to the mainstream media to just write anybody who's talking about it off as their Q, their nonsense. Don't listen.
I believe that was the whole purpose of Q.
Yeah, me too.
It's a revelation type thing, so it can reveal the revelations of the method, if you would, but at the same time, completely convolute and bullshit stuff in a way that now everything can be lumped into just Q. Oh, you're a Q-tard. Oh, you're a Q.
Yeah.
You're a QAnon. Get out of here. I don't even need everything. Just lumps right into the Q thing. And now they can umbrella everything on, you know, Q. It used to be, if you talk about the moon, you know, you're a conspiracist, which then turned into a flat earther. You know, so that's instant, you know, dismissal with the flat. You know, if you deny the moon, it means you're flat earth or you're a moron. You know, yeah. And then like chemtrails, same thing. If that's why anytime I talk about chemtrails, I always talk about scientific, you know, stratospheric aerosol injections, you know, because if you mention a chemtrail, boom.
Tinfoil hat.
Yep. Yep. And they've weaponized
these
type of words.
Well, sometimes they even connect those things into Q. A personal observation I made, I mean, this was years ago. I mean, post 2020, I'm sure. But, you know, I paid attention to Q. Never really bought into it too much myself. But it was something that it was kind of reserved for conspiracy theorists such as myself. Not something that people in the mainstream talked about too much yet. And then I think it was on Twitter, I saw the moon landing was trending, and it was all everything being posted was connecting it to QAnon people not believing in the moon landing. And I was like, well, that's different. You know, I hadn't heard that in connection to Q at all. And then it was within a matter of days that a Fox News watching friend of mine, you know, a blue pilled on the Fox News side kind of guy, all of a sudden he knew all about Q. Within days of me seeing Q and the moon landing deniers being connected, and I went, ah, I see. They made this a broad enough term, this QAnon thing, that it just can now take on all conspiracy theories. And then they put it out in the public more so, and it just makes it so that anyone who's talking about it can just be dismissed, like we're talking now.
Yep. Yeah, and it works to an extent. I mean,
well, even the term conspiracy theory kind of gets that. I mean, I've just heard other people say this. I've never really seen the evidence for myself, but like the term conspiracy theorist being taken on by the CIA was to put Bigfoot and Kennedy kind of in the same file.
I didn't know Bigfoot was involved with that, but I know they invented the term and put it out into the world around the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, they kind of wanted to combine, if I understand correctly, they wanted to combine things like Kennedy and cryptozoology that are like on opposite ends of a spectrum and put it all under one blanket term. And that way, if someone's getting really serious about one or the other, people can throw this term conspiracy theorist at you, and they're sort of debunking you in real time, just to call you that. It's a shutdown phrase, or was back then. Now people embrace it a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, and like what you just said, debunked. It's been debunked. Like if I tried to talk to my mom about any of all this stuff, she would just say that's been debunked.
That's QAnon and that's been debunked. Sorry, yeah. Can't hear and anymore.
That's getting back to Pizzagate in general. That's what everyone will say when you bring it up. Like,
yep, there was no basement. That's the main thing, is there was no basement.
Yeah, and okay. If that was true, which we know it's not, that's what they would just say that's been debunked. That's what Pizzagate is that there was a basement that they were torturing children in with, you know, while they were making their spaghetti sauce down there. And it's become, you know, it's the same thing as Q. The whole Pizzagate thing has just become this big umbrella term that encompasses so much stuff that hasn't been debunked, stuff that's never been addressed that really, really needs to be, because there's no good explanation for it.
Well, and that debunking right there, you know, that's what I'm talking about when I say they can take one part of it. Like, say, like we may know otherwise about the basement in Comet Pizza, but say there really wasn't. Say it was really thoroughly, like, we could all just agree that, you know, we've seen the cameras go in and we see that there's no basement there, and therefore Pizzagate has been debunked, and we and everyone can have that to hang on to. But they're not, that's what they debunked, is that there's no basement, not that there wasn't fucked up shit going on, which is what everyone's problem was. The problem wasn't with the basement. Like, you know, it's not that the actual like existence of the basement, it's what was being said to be happening in the basement. If there's no basement, did those things happen somewhere else? And that's what people would probably prefer to be debunked than the existence of an underground space below it.
Yes, but the no basement is a quick stop.
Yes.
So, but James Alefantis himself debunks the basement thing. That, I mean, he says himself, there's a fucking basement in Comet Ping Pong, right on Metro Weekly. I could share my screen. Can I share my screen?
Yeah, let me enable screen share here.
Yeah, Metro Weekly, because I used to piss people off. I had this, I debunk Pizzagate in under 3 minutes, and people would be fucking pissed because they thought I was trying to debunk Pizzagate. But what it was is I just led people to this paragraph. And this is a Metro Weekly. This is a LGB gay magazine.
Oh, what they got? They got our buddy Sam Brenton in there.
Yeah,
the recently relieved of his government position, Sam Brenton.
Yeah, yeah. The guy, the luggage, the guy with a lot of baggage. But this Metro Weekly, James Alefantis from scratch. This is an interview with James Alefantis in April 2015, a year before Pizzagate. Well, not quite a year, I guess, before Pizzagate, but a couple months before Pizzagate took off.
They're talking about
Sam Brenton right there.
Oh, yeah. Guy, there
they're
go.
Talking about Guy Fieri. Did Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives go there?
I think that they might have. He did go there, right? I think it might have talked about that. But you get down a ways, and there's a paragraph right here. Alefantis, well, it's we make everything from scratch. Other restaurants, even good restaurants, will like not roast their own pepper. This guy is saying that he had no fucking idea. He's so rich, he had no idea that you could buy tomatoes in a can. That his whole life, everything's been made for him from scratch, you know, and he's the best. So there's another way. You can just buy these things because a lot of restaurants will open a can and put it on. Like our sauce, we harvest a whole crop of organic tomatoes, 10 tons of tomatoes every year, can them all, and store them in the basement.
There it is.
Have like a harvest party. When it gets loaded in, even has a harvest type ritual when they bring it into the basement. That is from James Alefantis talking about Comet Ping Pong Pizza. At one point, okay, someone has messaged me on this and said they're talking about Bucks, you fucking idiot. That's what they said to me. And I was like, oh, Bucks. Well, what is Bucks? Because when you look in here, there is a point right here. I had Bucks and there wasn't a lot up here. This is Bucks is called Bucks Fishing and Camping, I believe.
Yeah, something to do with like camping, field, yeah, stream, fucking, or something.
It makes
like that.
Me think of Alec Baldwin and Canteen Boy, Adam Sandler back in the day of SNL. Yeah. You know, because when you Bucks Camping and Fishing, it's a steak restaurant that is next door to Comet Ping Pong Pizza. So, regardless, there's a basement in either one, but the way these buildings are connected. They pass through. They're all connected in a way. You can even see at Comet Ping Pong Pizza. If you go to Google Earth, you can do the tour right into the building and off to the side. I think it's right this wall here, just up front here. There's an actual doorway that's bricked in that goes into the Chevy Chase Museum. So like, but it just the fact like this is Alefantis saying we can them. We store them in the basement, have like a harvest party, little ritual. I mean, like,
yeah, they're harvesting the souls of children.
Yeah, I mean, like, and people always, it's always about the basement. The basement is there was no basement. Man, I can't remember who it was who just brought this up. I want to say someone brought it up on Rogan recently within the last couple months. And they even were like, there's no basement, you know, so the way people ran, you know, with this story and it turns out there's no basement. And it's like, there is a fucking basement. The guy says so himself. There's a fucking basement. I even.
Yeah, let's hear about tell it. Everybody about your phone call.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, but I called like three doors down or something. Sugar Fox, I believe it's called. ice cream. It's an ice cream parlor. I called DC, like, I think it was like 9 o'clock their time. They were about to close. And I asked them, you know, if they stored all their surplus ice cream and stuff in the basement, all their inventory. And the dude's like, what? And I was like, you store your stuff in the basement, right? And he's like, yeah. I was like, all right, thanks. And I hung up. Mm-hmm. Like fucking 10 minutes later, this fucking number, this Washington DC number pops up on my phone. It scared the shit out of me. And I answer the phone and they're like, Chris, you know, my name, you know, what are you calling here for? You fucking conspiracy theorist, fucking blah, blah, blah. We're calling the fucking cops. He's screaming. I was like, yo, I just asked, you know, if there's a basement, you know, if you're storing your ice cream. He's like, yeah, you guys fucking call this conspiracy. And he's screaming and it scared the shit out of me. And I was like, thank God I record everything. And that was the call cut off. But like, this was just, man, it had to have been 5 years ago when I did that. So I guess it was pretty fresh, you know?
Yeah, I brought this up when I did the tavern with you. I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was like that guy Memory Hold, who goes pretty deep on the CP stuff. He was like texting or like in communication with James Olifantis, and James Olifantis was like getting drunk and calling him and like threatening him and sending him threatening texts and all this crazy stuff. And it went on, and they like developed some sort of weird rapport with each other. It's very, very strange. I can't remember who it was. I think I might have heard about it on that one Tinfoil Hat show, but I can't remember which one it was, but it was a long time ago. So
yeah, these and like the Pizzagate thing, it's constant pedophile scandals coming up, constant, like ever since before Pizzagate. And ever since Pizzagate, but when they have the Pizzagate thing and they're like, there's no, people believe there's an elite, you know, pedo ring, you know, in a pizza parlor. Fuck, I wish I could remember who fucking mentioned that, because it might have been a mainstream thing. It might have been on Fox. Like Jesse Waters might have fucking mentioned it just recently and said, you know, these people thought there was a elite pedo ring in a basement in a pizza parlor. You know, I think it was someone on Fox, like Jesse Waters or something. But
was he on Rogan or just separately?
No, I think it was I think it's so vivid in my head, but it's like right on the tip of my brain, and I can't get the face of who said it. But it was so, because it pisses me off when they do that, but it was so like mainstream to hear him mention it, and it's like, fuck, man. I mean, like, it's right there. They haven't even taken down this fucking article from April 2015. It's right there. He fucking tells you there's a basement, you know, to just pass it off like nothing. And then this constant pedophilia shit that's constantly in the news, from Balenciaga to every fucking modeling agency. You got people out burning their fucking Balenciaga shoes, right? Their red shoes, for one, you know, they're pissed off about pedophilia, but they bought red shoes. They obviously don't know what's really up, you know, they're following a trend. So these quote unquote mega people, you know, Bryson Gray, for example, he just got banned on Twitter. He just got reinstated on Twitter, but he came out with a song, Burn Your Balenciaga. This is a guy who would bitch about the left, you know, virtue signaling and, you know, wearing masks and shit. Burning your fucking shoes on video and doing a fucking song, a hit song, is the same as wearing a fucking mask in a car alone. You know, I mean, you're doing it for attention and you're virtue signaling, right? Yeah, they're burning it for a good cause, but these motherfuckers, this was not their first pedo photo shoot since you bought, you know, maybe since you bought your stupid shoes, but before that, they were already doing this shit, because Balenciaga shit is fucking crazy. The videos, have you seen some of the videos of their runway shit? Like,
yeah, the fashion show where they're like,
yeah, there's the one where they got babies. Yeah, they got babies in bags covered in blood. You know, they've got, and then you see Joe Biden there. You see every fucking celebrity. Camilla DeVille. Camilla Harris, right? Is that her last name? I don't know who her VP is. Camilla DeVille, I call her. But her,
that works,
stepdaughter is a model for Balenciaga. Really? So they're all like wrapped up and involved in it. And, you know, you got some people coming out and, like I said, burning your Balenciaga, or like Fox News had to give a shout out to some fucking celebrity who threw their, some country singer who threw, for one, if you're spending $1,400 on a fucking pair of shoes, you're a retard.
Yeah. And at least if you're a country singer, buy some expensive cowboy boots. Or
yeah. I mean, you're a retard. Right. I mean, you know, and then the whole dancing in your red shoes, like, you don't know about the Red Shoe Club? Like, what the fuck, man? That's why your Balenciagas are red. That's why they gave them, put them red shoes out. You paid $1,400. You put them on your feet.
And you get into the
fucking name is Ball. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. And then there's, I forget if it's the picture of like Lizzo that's wrapped in the, in the like caution tape that says, no, Balenciaga. That's
Kardashian. That was okay. Kim Kardashian first that was, I believe, wrapped up in that.
There's a part of, like, front and center. It's not, it's different. It doesn't say the B-A-L. It says B-A-A-L.
Yep. And that's the caution tape that was in the pictures of the kid with the kids and the teddy bears with the caution tape with the misspelled Balenciaga. Yeah. I mean, it's Ball. So, and now, you know, I seen, a clip of something about Prada, you know, all these fucking fashion things. Now they get a second glance of like, what the fuck is these weird? Cause they try to push boundaries, but like the Balenciaga thing. And again, like I said, with the Kanye, it's that whole coincidence thing is like, if they set that up to try to fucking pin all the pedo shit on Kanye, cause that's what it looked like there. But Kanye just happened to cancel himself before that photo, like right as that photo shoot is dropping. So I don't know who's playing the chess here or chess here.
So you're thinking that they had done all that stuff to try to get Kanye before they knew he was going to say all the stuff about the.
Well, no, I mean, they knew he was saying this shit about them already, okay. You know, he was already saying shit. You know, he wasn't to the extent of saying he loves Hitler. Right. Yeah. But he was already on drink champs talking about it. You know,
yeah, he
was
did already, drink champs. Then he did Chris Cuomo,
fucking Pierce. Yeah. Pierce Morgan. He's done the rounds, dude. It seems like if you happen to DM Kanye on Instagram at the right moment, it sounds like he'll hop on a fucking podcast with you. Because he wants to talk, and he definitely wants to say how much he loves Hitler. Because Jones just had Nick Fuentes on today.
Oh, today?
Yeah, and I just seen a picture of Nick Fuentes' fucking studio, and I thought mine was a shithole.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I never got why people enjoyed that guy, but...
Fuentes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just... To me, he seems like a more far right Alex Stein type. I mean, yeah, as far as their formats and shit and the way they did their things.
Alex Stein's like a funny dude in real life, you know, like Nick Fuentes seems just like some sort of really gay racist.
Yeah, type, no, I know? Mean, he wasn't going out like doing funny things, but I'm talking about their shows. They both wear suits. They're both doing like a news commentary fucking thing, both Alex Stein and. It's just when I first seen Fuentes, I can't remember when I seen him a couple months ago. I didn't know who the fuck he was. Just these clips would pop up on Twitter. You don't know where to find him or anything because he's fucking banned on everything. But it reminded me of Stein because they both wear the suits and they're doing a news type shit. But Fuentes is like far ass right. And Stein's just kind of CIA.
I knew about him because he used to go on Dave Smith's show sometimes.
I like the controversy that surrounded him, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Fuentes?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who the fuck he was until like 2 weeks ago or whatever when he with Kanye. And then I seen him and I was like, what the fuck?
When I was driving and I heard CBS radio, like, you know, like the 5 minute on the hour news, and they said, white supremacist Nick Fuentes had dinner with former President Donald Trump today. I'm like, what? Wait, that guy's like a big enough name to fucking hear on
Dude,
the regular I mainstream news.
Alex's War for the first time like 3 weeks ago. And I'll be shit when they're in Georgia in the Capitol building. Alex is on the bullhorn and right next to him is Nick Fuentes. Mm. He never says anything in that documentary, but there he is. There's Nick Fuentes. And then there's like a 60 minutes piece with Nick Fuentes after the Charlottesville. Because that's where he gained his shit, right?
Yeah, that's where Charlottesville shit. He kind of came out with that whole Richard Spencer first generation of alt-right, when it kind of just went from like meaning dissident right to being the racist one.
Yeah, and see, like their whole thing is about like the country needs to be turned back to God, and you know, they're against it's full Christian nationalism, right? Is that, I mean, that's what Kanye and Nick Fuentes seem to be pushing, is a full Christian nationalism. I don't know if it's necessarily Nazism, but yeah, I mean, Kanye keeps saying it's got to be back to God. It's got to be back to a Christian country. It's got to be back to. So, but they're really there, you know, just to fucking fuck up, you know, the Republican Party, I guess, you know, if people vote still, which is just fucking ridiculous. Nobody should file taxes whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to. Okay. So I paid more attention to the Kanye stuff than the Balenciaga stuff as it's rolled out. I'm very interested in it, but I just haven't been putting that much time in on the internet. So I'm listening to you guys talk about it, and I'm wondering, am I way off to think, is there room here that something was going down, like that Balenciaga saw some writing on the wall, and at that same time Kanye was fucking up in the media, and they were like, hey, is there a way that we could try and orchestrate this to have this all fall on him? I mean, I know it's not like really working out that way, but it started, I don't know, I was starting to hear things that made me kind of
like that,
like that maybe that was an attempt at pulling strings that maybe didn't work out, or maybe it's going to work out and we haven't seen where this is all going yet. I mean, am I off in my observations here?
No, I mean, anything's possible. So, I mean, I don't put anything past anybody. You can see how far ahead some of these like shadow things get ahead of it. You know, as far as like, is that really fucking planned like that? Like, for an example, the Kobe thing, I always tell the Kobe thing and the John Hines, you know, John Hines, he was the heir of the Heinz Corporation, right?
Okay.
And he was Skull and Bones, same class as John Kerry, who's now married to Teresa Hines, who actually inherited John Hines because she was married to John Hines. I thought Teresa Hines was an actual Hines. No, she kept the last name and she was married to John Hines. Well, John Hines' helicopter back in 1992 crashed into a fucking airplane and then crashed on top of Kobe Bryant's fucking middle school. Right. Yeah. And then Kobe Bryant, he played in the 24 and 33 are two different number. He played in 24 and 33. 33 was in high school to commemorate his dad, I believe. Right. Because his dad, Jelly Bean, his number was 33, I believe, in like the overseas shit. But you have that 24 and 33, you get 57. Kobe was named after a steak, right? Because his dad was in Japan. Wife was pregnant, opened up a menu, seen the Kobe beef. He liked the Kobe, named his kid Kobe. And Heinz has Heinz 57 steak sauce. You know,
he crashed his helicopter.
Yeah, it's just so like, it's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, how premonitioned, you know? And then you have like that cartoon of Kobe that had came out, fuck, like 5-6 years before Kobe died. And it was Kobe dying in a plane, in a helicopter crash, you know, and on the side had the fucking, the square and compass.
Compass, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was writing like occult children's books too.
Yeah. The Wizardnard or some shit like that. You know, it's crazy. It's so fucking crazy. We're all over the place right now talking about Kobe, but I was just in the house and Tucker was on. You know, I like to watch Tucker every once in a while.
Yeah. Tucker's about as good as that shit gets.
Yeah. I think that Jesse Waters, I think, is better than Tucker, but he's even creepier than Tucker. What's fucking weird is I don't know how much you guys listen to Tinfoil Hat, but when Bishop Larry Gators was on there, when he first saw on there,
I don't listen anymore, but I used to be a loyal fan.
Yeah. And he, with the Larry Gator shit, you know, he's talking about Kobe and the fucking Black Mamba pills, and there was fentanyl in them, right?
Yeah, that was his inaugural appearance on there, was the Kobe episode right at the end.
Dude, of his Kobe 2019. Series. There's a couple things in it that are like, you know, like the Lynch thing and the fucking Black Friday thing. But for the most part, I mean, that whole Kobe series with Larry Gators was like, holy fuck, because it was deep. And the way he was someone like handed him a script or something, because the way all these things were connected and how fast he was able to connect all those things was fucking crazy. But on Tucker tonight, they were talking about this new outbreak of drugs that are over the counter that people are buying at the gas station, which are dietary pills that act like heroin. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, Kobe was taught, because his was not a dietary sub. Technically, those dick pills are, I think, labeled dietary supplements.
Like the Black Rhino?
Yeah, in the Black Mamba and shit like that, I believe technically are a dietary supplement, but they give you boners. And, you know, and now they're saying that these things act like opiates, and Kobe was, you know, about to go into court with that fucking company over the Black Mamba name and found out they had the fentanyl in the shit. And then the dude goes to prison because there was actual fucking opioids and fentanyl and shit in the fucking, you know, and now you're seeing they're talking about it again, that they have some other type of opioid or drugs in the boner. Don't take boner pills from the gas station, kids. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Don't eat boner pills. Don't eat sushi from the gas station.
Yeah, don't fucking take pills. Don't take any fucking pills from the.
It sucks because you used to be able to go get like yellow jackets and animal packs from, like, you know, legal meth from the gas station when I was in high school. Now that's all gone too. You know, can't get a Pendrin, can't do anything. You know,
they fill everything with fentanyl, apparently.
Yeah.
It's all fucked up.
It's it's getting crazy. It seems
like all drug roads lead to fentanyl right now.
I know now that, like, when I hear that somebody from my past life before I cleaned my shit up died, I'm like, oh, okay. Were they vaccinated or they snorted cocaine and it had fentanyl in it? Like, I know that's the two things that happened.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows someone who's OD'd on fentanyl, I think, right?
But
like, I don't know anybody who's ever had a child stolen. Okay.
Yeah.
But I know multiple people who've OD'd on fentanyl.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a good comparison. I mean, just to kind of put it into some perspective of what
it's a wild one, the perspective of, because I thought about this a couple years back of the, you know, when we run over the numbers of kids missing, it had me thinking when I was thinking about, you know, I don't know anybody who's ever had COVID, you know, at the time. I don't know anybody who's gotten the COVID. I don't know. I still don't know anybody who's actually gotten COVID, because they all use the home test or whatever. And they go, oh, I had the symptoms, so I had to go. But I would say, you know, I don't know anybody who's had COVID. And then it got me to thinking, I don't know anybody who's ever had a kid stolen. And I don't know anybody that knows anybody who's ever had a kid stolen. And that thought is
weird. I almost do. When I was a kid from my elementary school, who was my age, was kidnapped and taken across the border by her biological father, though.
Yes, and that happens a lot. It's these orphanages and these street kids. That's where the ones that are being trafficked in places like pizza shops and fucking donut shops.
Yeah. You know, for the most part, if you're like a middle-class normal kid in America and you get kidnapped, like Chud and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago when he was down at my house, it's that the call is coming from inside the house. It's your mm-hmm. it's your dad, it's your uncle, it's your karate instructor, it's somebody that you know.
Yep. 98% of the time on that stuff. Cause I remember I got in an argument with a radio DJ over the numbers because he kind of laughed off the numbers. The numbers like what is it? Like 14,000 a day. It's a huge number a day. Go missing.
Yeah, we've all heard that 800,000 a year number, and I'm not sure what to think about that.
Well, and then let's say 95% came back out of 800,000, 95%, that's what, I'm not a huge mathematician, but it's still a big fucking number.
Yeah.
Never come back. You know, it's still a massive fucking number, and people play it off like, well, you can't get that fucking crazy about it. And it is, it's these kids who are the orphan kids, and that will take you into stuff like the shit that's been going on for so long. The Boys Town type shit, the Franklin cover up type stuff, the White House boys type stuff. You know, I mean, that shit goes deep and it still goes on today. I mean,
yeah.
Like Boys Town in Omaha, that's run by the Catholic Church.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's like the, what was, I forget what the, I don't know if this statistic still stands, but when I was going deep on Franklin, Boys Town is like a, how big, you're from the area, your uncle was there, correct?
Yeah, I'm from up the river.
You're Iowa. It's in
Iowa.
Nebraska. How big is the actual compound of Boys Town? Like a couple square miles or something, or?
I don't know exactly. When I was in Omaha, I'd only driven by it a couple times. But it's a big complex. I mean, it's a big, and it's an old complex. It's like one of those that was built back in the early, 1900s, maybe in the late 1800s.
That gets us into a whole different conspiracy. Yep. But I remember hearing the statistic that at the time when I read it, it was either Nick Bryant or somebody said it, that square mile or whatever it is the wealthiest square mile in the world. Forever, how big it is. If it's 2 square miles, it's the wealthiest 2 square miles in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that tied to the Vatican, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it's not a place where they now I can't think of the name. Gonzaga, right? Gonzaga.
Yeah, that's Spokane, Washington. So that's a couple hours east of where Chud lives.
Yeah, Gonzaga, that's where they send these, one of the spots that they send pedophile priests to finish out their days. And then while they're there, they are constantly being busted being pedophiles.
Yeah.
You know, and then like every fucking year lately, am I saying it right? Gonzaga U, right?
Yeah, Gonzaga.
They're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, they have an incredible basketball program. Yep. A lot of white guys, and it's strange to see that they make it that far.
And that's on Spokane, right?
Yeah, that's Spokane.
And just to throw it in for good measure, that you'll appreciate, Adam, is they had a World's Fair in Spokane.
Yeah, just so you guys know, I was conceived on a speedboat in Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some deep cut trivia there.
I don't know if it was on a speedboat, but my dad did have a
speedboat. We're going with the
speedboat. My dad did have a speedboat with dual 454s on it at the time.
Can we change it to the boat from Speed?
Yeah, it might have been on Lake Chelan, you know, but.
Boat from Speed, that just made me think of Sandra Bullock. I guess the Sandra Bullock penis facial videos is making its rounds on TikTok now. I cannot load my.
The whole load.
Mix. Yeah, I can't load my mix of the Youngblood news reports, Sandra Bullock and Steve Harvey with the penis facial circumcision foreskin skincare products.
I'm not familiar with this. You gotta get
I could probably play you the video. I cannot load this video on TikTok. I've tried it all different types of ways. I even put up no comment because there's no commentary from me. It's not like I'm saying, oh, these people are eating babies. look at this, I'm a cube. You know, I'm not doing that. I just put up a video that is a, you know, I put some clips together and they fucking pulled it. They keep pulling it down and pulling it down and pulling it down. It's
from TikTok
bastards.
Yeah, it fucking pisses me off on this one because it's able to go up everywhere else. And TikTok, it just is, it seems it's weird. Let me see if I can find it.
I'd love to see this.
Because it's, yeah, Sandra Bullock. She was on Ellen DeGeneres. This is a ways back. She was on Ellen DeGeneres and she, why can't I find it? She it was weird because Ellen basically called her out on it and was like, hey, you get this thing done to your face. What is it? And she's like, well, it's this. Oh, there it is right there.
You could reverse.
Hold on.
This guy I used to work with, his uncle is dating Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she puts baby penises. The
aging process simply by getting a blood transfusion.
Can you guys hear that?
A new company called Ambrosia claims to do.
Oh, Ambrosia.
Open a new facility right here in the Houston area.
Rekha Mutaraj spoke to the founder to find out how young blood works.
Peter Thiel.
Controversial startup. Ambrosia is the brainchild of Dr. Jesse Karmazin. And right now, there are 5 clinics located across the U.S. Karmazin says 150 people.
There's one in Omaha.
Gone through the process. Yeah. And several of them.
That's where you get
this young. This is an old thing. So there's more everywhere.
Hold promise.
But that's crazy that there's one in out of all the places that they'd be, that Omaha.
Dr. Jesse Karmazin is talking about transfusions with the young blood from teenagers. And he says it just may turn back the hands.
Because I think this report is from like 2015.
My name is Jesse Karmazin. And as you heard, I'm the founder of Ambrosia. And we're a company interested in making you
Ambrosia, the food of the gods.
Way in which one forces through microneedling. It's like a little roller with these, some of you, I mean, I think many of you know it, and it pushes through the skin and ruptures the collagen and then boosts it. You look like a burn victim for a day, but then it's, but then it pushes.
What are you pushing into the skin, Sarah? Sandra? Carrie? Into the skin.
Well, you push in whatever the facialist would like to insert into your pores.
But what is it?
A piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away.
Foreskin from a Korean baby.
This is one of Oprah's favorites. She says it's a miracle fountain of youth. And
now, Oprah, she promoted John of God.
On your hand.
I do that. Oprah did.
Yeah, Oprah did.
How come it's
and
red?
He was like manufacturing babies.
I can't
babies.
Even ball my hand though.
But so it's made from human foreskin.
I love how funny they think it is.
Ingredient, the powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease. The Korea Customs Service says they were made in northeastern China from
babies. I can't post this on
chopped
TikTok.
Into small pieces and dried on stoves before being turned into powder. The contents, though.
I wonder why I can't post that on TikTok.
That whole Sandra Bullock thing is weird because microneedling, my wife does microneedling, but she doesn't put it. Sucked when she was learning how to do it. I had to go to where she was getting it done and be like her model. That shit fucking hurts bad. It's like getting your face tattooed. I've got like tattoos on my throat and this hurt like worse than that.
Like and what's the point? Like she does it with nothing, right? It's just kind
yeah,
of opening.
It's just
it's opening your pores up.
Yeah. Is that, if she was here, I'd ask her. But yeah, she's not putting anything else in there to like.
I think Sandra Bullock is getting. Maybe she is. I guess if you look up pictures of, because it's vampire facials.
Yeah, I've heard of those too. Yeah,
is the blood facials, and like when it shows them, it looks like they were microneedled or whatever because there's blood. I mean, their face. Is blood, you know. I don't know if their blood's coming out or they just fucking microneedle and then rub blood in or how that works.
Yeah.
I'm not elite, and if I was
and if you were, you'd probably be cooler than someone who fucking does this shit.
I don't want to be elite.
Yeah, no one does. No one that fucking you do. Knows this shit.
See, what's crazy is like when you find out like people will sell their kids, right? Those are some of the kids that, you know, get put into these trafficking situations or kids that get sold by drug addicted parents. You know, they'll sell their kids for drugs.
I've got a story about that. I used to, before I was married, I lived with a girl. She was a young mother. I had a stepson. And when she lived in Marin County, the same place that Deborah's from, like a really wealthy county that's just on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. And so she was like going to the OBGYN for her prenatal stuff. And the doctor, the gynecologist knew that she wasn't like married. She was young. She wasn't wealthy. He like said, like, I know a couple and they'll give you like $150,000 for your baby. So like the offer was on the table. That's normal for there, I think. Like,
see, though, that, I mean, was it like a couple that, you know, can't have a baby, really wants a baby, they're willing to pay for a baby? Is it a couple that's going to take the baby and then like drain its blood or something, you know?
Or because, does the couple not exist?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure she wasn't going to go meet them. I'm sure she was going to get the money from the gynecologist in some way that's not really all that legal, but that happens all the time in areas like that in really wealthy areas. So.
Yeah, and see, back to that, that parents are willing to sell their kids. I mean, if they're willing to sell their kids for drugs, imagine power.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even, power, I'm assuming, is an even heavier, I don't know, I like drugs, but power.
I'll take drugs over power myself.
I've never had power, so I don't know. But I'm assuming it's something like a drug. I mean, because power corrupts, and absolute power absolutely corrupts, right? Is that the quote?
Yeah. I mean, if power wasn't some form of currency, like Bill Gates would be on a beach in Tahiti drinking Mai Tais. He wouldn't be, you know, walking around in Seattle with his tits out still trying to gain more power. Seattle sucks. Like, you know.
Well, he's got that fucking giant needle.
Yeah.
Into the basement and probably fucking hooks his nipples up to something and draws on power. I don't know. I
wouldn't doubt it.
I mean,
yeah, those people, they don't stop. You know, that's the thing, is you look at those elites, they're not, like Adam says, you know, they're not chilling. They don't get to a point and go, sweet. Like, with most of us that are like, well, you know, like, we're all normal people, right? If we got a certain amount of money, we'd be like, sweet, I'm retired. You know,
well, I mean, to get that type of money is fucking major work. I mean, even the people who weren't born into that, usually those are go-getting fucking people. Those are goal-oriented people. You know, I don't know.
But it's that goal, the goals keep expanding is my point. As opposed to, like, you know, like, it seems like the goal really would be to like have an early retirement. Like in my case, I'd want to retire early so that I could spend all my time on my farm with my family. And, you know, like I have some real direct goals that I'm trying to get to, but you look at the guys who are that like Bill Gates, if you look at the elite, what's their goal? Like they don't seem, I mean, I'm sure they have one, but it's certainly not chilling out. It's certainly not slowing down. It's certainly not passing this on to another person. You know, it's not the things that I want to say normal people, you know, normal people like this conspiracy theorist sitting in my basement that's full of food. you know, normal people aren't doing what those people are doing.
No. And like the two major driving emotions for humans is greed and fear. You know, if you have it, you want more. And then when you have it, you fear you're going to lose it, or you fear you don't have enough. But like people like Bill Gates, these fucking major, huge players. I mean, to me, none of it's real. My motto lately is nothing's real, but everything's possible. Because, you know, I don't even know if these people exist, if they're just like boogeymen type characters, you know, when really you have these corporations, these dead entities running everything, which the AI is already running, you know, and it's doing this duping of.
Man, I'm open to all that.
Hey, of us.
Have you guys ever watched the television series Fargo? Not the movie, but the TV series?
I saw two of the seasons. I tried to get into it.
Did you watch the second season, I think it was, Chud, with Ewan McGregor,
mm-hmm.
where he gets like kind of co-opted by that corporation and mm-hmm. it just becomes the face of it, and they just put unlimited cash into his account always, but he's just dead on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
dead,
I should,
a dead entity.
Yeah, it's
a corporation.
And then he's got this guy that's running it. It's just a disgusting, bulimic.
Like a Sam Bankman.
English guy who's like not even, you know, a face in the world, but he's just running it through this.
It's
this
very interesting, shit. Man, because the Sam Bankman shit that's going on right now, right? I don't know if you guys know about that. FTX and the, which now he's claiming it's all anti-Semitism. That's why you're fucking, you know, coming after me, my weird curly hair, blah, blah, blah. I thought he was going to use the autistic card, you know? Yeah. Well, I've seen a couple headlines about this anti-Semitism shit, you know, when it comes to Sam Bankman, because he's Jewish. The next thing, the step they're going to use is autistic. I believe he's going to be killed before that, or he doesn't actually even exist, even though he keeps going on fucking Twitter spaces and podcasts and shit and just incriminating the fuck out of himself. Right. So it's like, and he has no emotion, right? Because it's going to come out that he's on the spectrum. He's autistic, or he has Asperger's, right? So he has no empathy and he has no emotion. And he's this dead inside person that was the face of Alameda Research and FTX, and ultimately they're going to say single-handedly just yanked the rug on crypto completely, right? Because when Alameda gets found out that Alameda, Tether gave all their money to Alameda, right? And Tether is the stable coin that's supposed to have dollar for coin, dollar per, you know, it's got to be, I don't know how much you guys know about that shit.
But, limited. I know enough to know that I got FTX'd. I was the original. I got FTX'd when I lost all my money in Celsius like 6 months ago. So
no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
more than a guy with a
motherfuckers lost a lot of money
and a tattooed throat should have lost.
Yeah,
it hurt, man.
I can only imagine like Sam Tripoli and some of his followers how much they lost when they got into, especially buying up cummies and cum rockets.
Dude, I know a friend of mine who does a podcast. I don't know if he wants to say it on, well, Scott from Truthzilla, he got totally taken for like, I think it was just $1,000 for him, but like some guy from that Cash Daddy's show like created some shit coin.
Yeah, the brownie coin,
and scammed everybody. Yeah, he lost
money. You know what's fucked up about the brownie coin? I was in the Discord and this guy comes in and he starts talking about the brownie coin, you know, and how he has it on paper, you know, and I was like, God damn, this is just sounds like we're going back to dollar bills, dude. And he, you know, then he kind of explained it further. I was like, ah, this is a pretty good, I guess, idea. I said, there's enough people in this Discord to pump your coin. And yeah. Chris Neff and them were like, no, there's not. And I was like, bullshit. There's enough people with Cash Daddies, tinfoil hat, and then this Discord, there's enough to pump that coin. And they laughed at me. They said, no way. And then I left for a little bit and I come back like 2 weeks later and I was like, where's Brownie? And everybody's like, what the? Because we would open the room. We would open video chat rooms or whatever on Discord a lot.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, you didn't hear about what happened? And they did. They took Brownie. They put him on Cash Daddies. They fucking pumped that fucking coin. He fucking pulled the rug and took off.
Because there was a point where they could have cashed out and like made money, but people were greedy and stuck in it and got taken.
You got people telling them to diamond hands and hold, to hold and diamond hands. And you got to hold, you know, yeah, your whole life savings crashing in front of you. Just hold, you guys. It'll work. You got people who just got into this, like Sam Tripoli telling people to hold on to shit when he just got into this. Like you have no fucking clue what you're talking about. You haven't even gotten into the last fucking Bitcoin wave to know how this fucking works. And you're telling people to hold on as it's the market's bleeding all over the fucking place. Right. You don't hold on to that shit. You make your fucking money, you cash the fuck out, and then you buy your fucking beans or whatever the fuck you need for your basement there.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? You buy bullets and shit like that, man, because in the end, I mean, the crypto is there to, it's there to control us. And now they're going to use Sam Bankman and this whole fucking shit. Once they expose Tether and that shit fucking collapses, that's it. It's full on regulations and here comes the CBDC. But by the time they fucking expose Tether will be about the time that their beta test for CBDCs right now that they're doing, that the New York Exchange announced like 3 weeks ago. So it's like a 13-week program. At the point when that's about finished is when they'll reveal that Tether, there's no fucking money on your stablecoin, guys. The dollar for coin thing there, because that's why it's a stable coin. Each coin, there has to be $1. There has to be a US dollar for each one of those coins. It's never been audited. They gave 30 something billion dollars in Tether to fucking Alameda. Only two fucking exchanges dealt with Tether. And once they fucking destroy Tether, I don't know how deep Bitcoin's going to go, but to have a stable coin collapse like that, the way this FTX and Binance and all these places are fucking collapsing, it's going to, you think this FTX shit's a fucking shake up in the crypto world, you know? And you got Max Keiser, he's the one that pushes Bitcoins, he's pushed Bitcoin since 2011, whatever. Alex Jones has talked about how Keiser gave him a fucking laptop with like 10,000 Bitcoin on it once and Alex lost it, you know, like. But Kaiser's on fucking Fox, you know, talking about Tether. Yeah, Tether's fine, you fucking lying fuck. You know that once Tether goes, it's going to cause this massive, you think it's a bloodbath now. Holy shit. Like, we're going off into crypto. We don't have to go off into crypto, but it's a blockchain. It's fucking used to enslave everybody. They're going to use the fucking Fed coin, the CBDCs. They're going to shut off our fucking bank accounts. They're already starting it in Nigeria. You can only have 45. You can only fucking get $45 in cash out of your bank every week. This is, you know,
that's why I've steered somewhat clear of crypto altogether. Not entirely. And, you know, not like I don't tell anyone not to do what they don't think they should do, but you know, to me,
you know, it's almost like they don't have to even convert us into crypto per se, because the majority of people's bank accounts are almost like a crypto, right? Because it's all digital on a screen type thing. And it's
all keystroke bullshit.
Yeah. Like the blockchain part is to be able to track it because the cash, you lose the anonymity. That's the last line of anonymity.
So it sure is.
Because cash, you know, you can make trade with cash. You know, I always put on, if I'm selling something, we'll trade for cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a good thing to do. I mean, like sticking with cash is it's one of the only ways we can like actually freely buy and sell stuff right now. As far as like the long-term investments and stuff go, I'm far more concerned about buying and investing in tools and for myself as well, you know, skills and putting labor into things that like have really genuine value. I mean, even precious metals and things, again, I dabble, but I don't, you know, I don't go super hard on any of it because what is valuable today might not be valuable tomorrow.
I always wonder, like people who are putting away like gold bars and shit, what the fuck do you do with them when the shit hits the fan? You use them to throw them at people's head or, you know, because you're not an electrician. You're not fucking, you're not going to, you know, bang out wires to.
Exactly. If something terrible happens in the future where say our power grid goes down completely, crypto's out. And, you know, like, yeah, gold for circuitry. That's not, I mean, you know, like, and how much are people going to be talking about or caring about gold jewelry?
I got like 1,000 pounds of Romex in my shop right now. So that's going to be, that's the new gold if we're talking about conductivity, you know?
Uh-huh. But I mean, like, I mentioned to a friend, I was texting back and forth and talking about, you know, social credit and the CBDC stuff. And he's like, well, that's China, you know, it's not in America. And it's always this, it, you know, I looked the other way and I said nothing, you know, and then it was at my doorstep and it was too late. And they're already doing it here with people like Alex Jones, Kyrie Irving, Kanye West. In fact, it looks like the majority that they're using these examples are prominent black rich men. Rich, you know, I mean, Kanye, Kyrie, I think they've went after fucking Shaq there with his flat earth shit.
Yeah. Steph Curry was already in for a second. They made him. He apologized like the next day, though.
Oh, well, they had with Brittany Griner, that guy, when he got sent. Or I mean, fuck, I'm sorry, guys. He's going to cut that out.
No.
When they.
Oh, so what are you saying about that, man?
When they sent Britt back, you know, this one of the Cowboys, I can't remember who it is, but it's like a lineman or something. He said, what the hell? That's all he tweeted out about he tweeted the link to the Brittany Griner article and said, what the hell? I think it was. And then he had to come back and apologize for saying what the hell, you know, you're going to leave a Marine behind. What the hell? And now he had to come back and he had to say, look, guys, after, you know, really thinking about it, I should have been better educated. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And he's not even a white guy. I could understand if it was a white guy, you know, who was like, ah, what the hell, you know, and then Jerry Jones had to go out there and go, hey, you know, yes, I pay you and you're my slaves. And, you know, you got to apologize because we got to keep asses in the seats. You know, I just had to deal with the black and white photo of me, you know, trying to segregate black kids in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, that was crazy. Deal with this shit in that now. Picture.
It's funny because one of my first, maybe not my first, but one of my earlier episodes was literally titled Jerry Jones Would Own Slaves If It Was Legal.
Yeah, I think they all would.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's fucking true. If he could pay these guys the bare minimum and they could run around and not use the helmets because they're expensive, he would do it. He would say, sure. Yeah. I mean, if the NFL says it's cool, it's fine.
Yeah. If people came to this gigantic.
As long as people are watching.
As long as there's asses in the seats and they got their bread. You know, I used to be a big NFL fan, you know, and then I'm just not anymore.
Yeah, man. I used to love watching football, college football and pro football. And then.
I even got a Kansas City on my tattooed on me.
Yeah, I was pretty close to getting some Raiders stuff tattooed on me, which is the opposite of you. And I've got like a Oakland A's tattoo, you know. So
yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's all just, that professional sports shit is energy harvesting, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
they're getting people bent out of shape, bent the fuck out.
Yeah,
of shape.
Ever since I quit watching, right? I was a big Chiefs fan. And then we won the Super Bowl. And like, I didn't even really want to watch that year when we watched the Super Bowl because it was at the right there at the beginning of the COVID. And I thought they were going to really push the COVID shit at that point, but they never did anything for it. You know, they had the Super Bowl in the tiniest fucking stadium there in Tampa. I think it was it Tampa Bay? I can't even remember now. But now that we won it, I was like, fuck, you know, like 30 something years. And I'm tired of the political shit and like this, it's rigged. You know, you see these fucking games where they fucking the referees are pulling bullshit. You got all these scandals going on. And the year that I was like, fuck this shit was the year. I was like, who's going to be the first one to have a scandal? And it was Kansas City with that Hunt when he fucking kicked that girl in the fucking head. I was like, holy shit, it's Kansas City. And then at the beginning of it might have been around the COVID time. Yeah, when they had no fans, right? And it was a Monday night game with Kansas City and they piped in the noise. And when they kneeled on the field and it was booing.
Oh,
and
shit.
That was bullshit because CBS or whatever piped in the booing. They amplified the booing because the cameras on the ground, there was cheering. There was no booing. It was like maybe one section way, way up at the fucking top because they allowed like 1,500 people or some shit in the fucking stadium. Uh-huh. And so they amplified just those people to get this booing sound on the field. You couldn't even fucking hear it. Like so, Mahomes them and Hunt didn't come out and like defend the fans. He didn't defend And it was like, this is fucking bullshit, you know? Like, and now that I don't watch the shit, the stress on Sundays is fucking great. There's no stress. There's no.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's harvesting your energy. When you stress out, when you're stressing out over a game that you're not even playing, you're just watching. And I get watching a game. You know, I get the idea of watching a game and enjoying it, even if you're not participating in it. But when it stresses you out, or I mean, even if it makes you ecstatic, it's I mean, that's taking some of your joy and happiness away that you could be putting into something that you're much more connected to, like even just a game that you're playing versus and just watching.
Then, you know, all the betting and all the shit that they do with the sports, and the energy harvesting, like you're saying, every fucking halftime shit, even the commercials and shit are all this esoteric shit. And 100%. Then what goes on at each fucking thing, you know, with the trafficking itself that's going on. The Super Bowl is what, like the most trafficked fucking event? Which is crazy because only rich people are allowed at the Super Bowl. Only the elite rich people are at the Super Bowl. And during the Super Bowl is when it's the most highly trafficked of any time in any fucking city that Super Bowl is in.
Yeah, I got to go to the Super Bowl once.
No shit.
You did.
Yeah. 1994, God. I saw the Bills lose to the Cowboys for the second time.
Cowboys, Bills, huh?
Was that I was
second loss or in a row or the third?
I think it was the fourth. I think it may have been because it went Giants, Bills, or Giants, Cowboys, and then maybe somebody else. So I think it might have been the third. It was either the third or the fourth.
Yeah, because I know the Chiefs lost to the fucking Bills. One of those. I mean, they should have went to the Super Bowl, but that's a whole other thing.
But yeah, I mean, that was January of 94. And I can remember there being like a lot of
problems. God, I remember 92, I believe, is when Desert Storm, right? And I remember the Bills were in the Super Bowl and there was all this military presence because at that time they were talking about terror threats.
Yeah, that's like the first time they probably did like the jet. Well, I think they did jet fly over it. Like
they had helicopters flying around the stadium.
Yeah,
because there's pictures in an almanac where there's military standing there with armed military. And then this was almost 10 years before 9/11. And then you remember after 9/11, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's all theater,
dude.
All
Charlie Robinson did a really interesting show a while back with like a guy who did conspiracies in sports, and it mostly revolved around betting. But he brought up just the insane coincidence of all the places: Boston after the Boston Marathon bombing, winning, and then like the Saints winning the Super Bowl after Katrina. It's just like so many places when there's this horrible manufactured tragedy that their sports team wins.
Yep.
Didn't the Yankees win after 9/11?
Well, they might have. I know for sure the Patriots. That was Brady's first Super Bowl. And it was the Patriots. Patriots won. This is why the Super Bowl is in February now. Was after 9/11 because it had to be pushed a couple weeks because it was in September, and then it pushed the whole season. And that was the first Super Bowl played in February. And then there was like two more played in January. And then they shifted the whole thing.
Right.
I think they might've added a game or two games or something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. There used to be a week in between the last, the division championships and the Super Bowl, there'd be 1 week, and I think there's two.
Yeah, something like that. But I mean, all that stuff is meant to distract, and like you said, Chud, take our energies and shit. And
yeah,
it's crazy. It's
yeah.
Crazy.
I don't watch any like team sports anymore, and I love MMA though, and apparently that's like all rigged now too, which is crazy.
That's all rigged. I just seen a thing with Dana White where, you know, this article came out saying Dana White was on the verge of die. He could die any minute, basically, is what they said. I didn't know what that was about, but I guess he got blood work and his blood was basically like motor oil.
Yeah. And
he could have stroked out at any time.
And he did some crazy, he found some doctor and got
it. Yeah. And so I watched the thing showing his blood work and how far it's come down and how he's perfectly fine. You know, he's better than perfect now. And it's like, he's like, I'm not trying to sell nobody nothing. You know, you can do it or not. And I go to the website and it's like $5,000 for this, like this electromagnetic mat you can lay on or some shit
for copper bracelets or something.
I don't know what the fuck it is. The third package is $150,000. It's like a fucking tanning bed, but it's like this red light EMP fucking thing that you lay in. Which, I mean, if it's an electrical thing and there's a grounding thing, it makes sense. But I'm not $150,000.
Those,
like, he's talking like anybody. He's just talking to like Conor McGregor and Joe Rogan. That's all he was talking to on the fucking, because like,
right?
I no other fighters can afford his stupid.
Yeah, because he, yeah. There's the new thing is like this UV light sauna that everybody's talking. It's that and carnivore diet. That's what's in the world right now. That's what everybody says you got to do, and it's crazy. It's like people I meet.
I've seen this documentary called Earthing.
Yeah,
it's about grounding, and it blew me away.
I mean, I totally buy grounding.
I'm going to set up my bed to be a grounded bed.
Yeah,
because you can buy sheets, but they're fucked. They're like $600, wow. And you can just make it yourself.
Yeah.
So, because I mean, the evidence on that is like, holy shit! I cannot believe this isn't more like mainstream. Because just that documentary, what they show in that, just the inflammation that it takes, that it within like an hour of grounding, the inflammation in your body damn near disappears. It's fucking crazy. The blood flow faster.
I think it's absolutely necessary. I mean, if you just like try and think about the natural position of a human in this realm on this earth, you know, we're supposed to be touching the ground. We're supposed to be touching it with our feet. We're supposed to be touching it with our hands all the time. But instead, we've got rubber soles on our shoes. Like, I mean, even just the fact that we stand on rubber all the time.
It got me to think, like, if you were barefoot and struck by lightning, how would the body react? Because, I mean, I tried to look up someone who was barefoot and hit by lightning. I can't find anything. Because you're grounded at that point. Mm-hmm. So I mean, wouldn't it just pass straight through?
No, I think then you would.
No, that's what allows. It. That's what allows it to happen,
because it would connect and go all the way through. My
looking
grandpa
for it's,
was hit
it's
by
looking
lightning.
For the ground, right? And if you got your shoes on,
electricity's looking for the quickest way to get to ground.
Quickest way to get to the ground. Well, and so if you got those rubber soles on, it interrupts that path just enough. Boom. It explodes through that path at that point.
Right, because that's so small.
Yeah, because I always say it like blows your soles out of your shoes.
Yeah, but if you were
like
already barefoot, grounded straight to the ground.
So my grandfather got hit by lightning, like for real, when he was driving his tractor here where I'm at now. And he and another farmer, they were both out on their tractors and they were both hit by the same bolt. It was witnessed by a third farmer that was nearby, and he saw it come down and it split between the two and hit the two of them on their head. And my grandpa felt absolutely nothing. Holy, which is figured because he was up on the rubber wheels, which were thick rubber and then full of air as well on top of that. And then the other farmer was on a similar tractor and he didn't feel anything, except he wore metal rimmed glasses and it burned. I knew him as an old man. He had two burn lines where his metal frames were touching across the temples of his head. And that was two guys up on tractors getting hit.
Again, they're the ground is those tires. It puts a barrier between, you know, I'm not saying go barefoot and try to get hit by lightning.
Oh, I'm going to try on your recommendation.
Thinking about it and the whole grounding thing and the way, like they say in that documentary, they tried to measure how fast the effects of your blood flow, your inflammation going down, how fast this happens. They say it happens so fast they can't even measure it.
So lightning's going to be a lot more. But Adam, think about you've certainly touched your electric fences, right? You've gotten zapped here and there.
Yeah, I got dropped a couple weeks ago by the.
Go do it without your. Go have do you, it barefooted.
Have you ever done it barefoot?
I'm not gonna try.
Go try that bare. There's a good.
Let me just tell you. Let me tell you. You'll feel it 10 times harder. Like it happened to Lanny fairly recently.
I guess dogs. Yeah, animals
she,
are grounded.
She bumped it. And she was like, holy shit. I kind of laughed at her reaction at how big it was, because it's just this one little line. It's like not, it's really low voltage. It's not a big deal. I touch it once a month at least. And it's always, you know, but I mean, it really freaked her out. And then I realized, oh shit, you're out fucking barefoot, right? She was barefoot as she bumped it.
Yeah, I mean, all animals are usually barefoot too.
Yeah, right. So they're gonna
you can feel strike more. A cow with lightning. God can take out cows with lightning. So
I would imagine. Yeah. I imagine that would take out a cow.
Yeah, I think they explode. So yeah. Just stay away from lightning, whether you got shoes on or not.
Yeah,
I've had.
Yeah, don't go out trying to get hit by lightning.
I'm stoned and really never thought that one through about the cows exploding. I'm pretty sure there's some cows that have exploded.
I've had some scary stuff with electricity in my former job, man, like where I did some dumb shit and got saved by nothing but the just little shitty, like, the, you know, the blue handles on channel locks, the insulation. It's like saved my life before. I was pulling the fuse out of this elevator controller once it was dead, and I didn't turn it off, and I grabbed it with some needle nose pliers. And like it totally towered up. Yeah. Because it went around the fuse and into the through the pliers and connected, you know, formed a circuit. And fuck, man, like that scared me pretty good, man. Like if the boss came to the job and saw that you had on like an old set of pliers where the insulation was shitty, you'd get in like big trouble.
Hmm.
So
yeah, I remember when I was a kid, we got the carpet wet and I got yelled at, and my idea was to use a blow dryer on it. And I was standing barefoot in the water with the blow dryer. I was a kid, and I happened to turn around and the cord is like burning behind me. It's on fire. And I never got electrocuted. It had that surge protector or whatever in the cord. It never shut off, but it was on fire. The cord was on fucking fire. I don't know how I never got electrocuted. Yeah, don't stand outside in bare feet, man.
Hey guys,
in an electrical storm.
I've got to wrap it up here.
Yeah,
I've got to go get some dinner.
Okay, let's let's call it here, guys. This was a super fun combo. You're out hard out, Chad?
No, I can wait a minute. Okay, if we're wrapping up.
Yeah, it was an ADHD.
I enjoyed it, man.
Sorry, I
had a great time, man. We didn't even get into Skippy or emails or anything like that, which we totally should on a future episode. So let's, Chris, tell everybody where to find you and support you.
RainedOutRantCast.com. That's where all my links are. All my everything is you can find me there. You go to the bottom. Click on any of the badges and it'll take you straight to the link, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, iHeartRadio. And then I'm on ATN.live. Usually every Sunday, I'm taking the rest of the year off.
Okay.
ATN.live every Sunday, man. At 6 p.m. Central.
Cool. Let's let's get you on the books. We'll do a part two.
Yeah, let's. And I'll put notes and try to
We'll make notes and stay on task a little, but everybody's gonna love this one. So
I have ADHD.
It's all good.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk soon. All right,
thanks for having me on.
See you guys.
All right,
bye.
I don't want to see him kissing hot ones and reaching hot ones in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing hot ones, succubus with goblins and reaching hot ones in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing hot ones and reaching hot ones in bed with a goblin. Kissing goblins, and dump it, charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit, slopping blood on him, especially up to his ankles. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit, slopping. I'm not expecting him to not get dirty. Kissing goblins, shooting goblins, give us with goblins, give us with goblins. Bad for the goblin. Seeing goblin. Seeing goblin. Shitting goblin. Shitting goblin.